This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Richard A-L-A-N Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, .com. You know, Rick, I got a call from a friend recently during this extreme cold weather that we're having here in Missouri. And he was telling me that he blew some fuses to his new heating system. And it's a heat pump. And I've been over to his house. And I know about his heating system. It's gas-fired hot water. And I think the hot water heating system is probably the best there is, in my opinion. Now, it's certainly not, it's not very good for air conditioning. As a matter of fact, it doesn't work at all for air conditioning. But in terms of heating, it's a great heating system because it's quiet, it's efficient, and it works for years, you know, pretty much trouble-free, and it's not dusty as compared to hot air systems, forced hot air systems. And anyway, so he called me up, and he said it's kind of chilly at his place. And I said, my response was, what makes you special? And because we were at 62 degrees in our house, we're having a real tough time heating our house. And we've done the things that you would expect in cold weather. We put sheets over the windows at night, and to help insulate a little bit, make sure there's no drafts under the doors, and we closed off the registers to the rooms that were, you know, we don't need to heat. And we've done all that, and we still can't get it above 62. Okay, we heat with wood. And so I kind of was teasing him, like, you know, what makes you special? Because we're freezing over here too. And what happened was his heating contractor said something like this. Well, you know, on those, you know, if it's cold in the morning, you just turn on this heat pump and it'll, you know, take the chill off. Well, it was 0 degrees. And what happened was he turned on his heat pump and the fuses blew on his heat pump. And we talked about it, and I said, you know, I don't know if your guy told you this or not, but heat pumps don't work below 25 degrees, literally. Because how a heat pump works, class, is a heat pump moves heat from one location to another. Now, if a refrigerator has a heat pump, and what it does is it takes the heat out of the box called the refrigerator, and it dumps it to the coils. And the coils dump that heat into the surrounding air. So if you've got a refrigerator in your kitchen, you can feel the coils are warm, the refrigerator is cold. So what it's done is it's pumped the heat out of the refrigerator box to the coils. Well, a heat pump in the winter, if you have one, does the exact opposite. It takes the heat out of the outside air and dumps it in the house. If you've ever felt an air conditioner, a window unit, it blows hot air out the back, and inside it blows cold air. So what it really does is it takes the heat out of the inside of the room and dumps it outside the house. Well, when he turned on his heat pump, he was looking for heat from zero-degree weather. And it's really hard to find a lot of heat in zero-degree outside weather. And the cold machinery of the heat pump, the compressor, was the surge of power needed to start the compressor was greater than the fuses could handle, and the fuses blew. Now, that is, I'm just describing that to go to a much bigger problem. And the bigger problem is, right now, America's power grid is showing signs of strain during this brutal cold. What does that mean? Well, some of the power generation plants in New England are running short on fuel oil to generate electricity. In the Midwest, some facilities are having trouble finding gas to run their power generation systems. So when you think that everything will be okay, just turn the thermostat up, you know, if you're cold, we may not be able to do that whenever the heck we feel like it. Now, I know that for a fact because if I want to turn the thermostat up, I've got to cut more wood. I've got to burn more wood. I've got to burn more fuel. And I think twice about doing it because it's not all that much fun cutting wood. Well, it is for the first 10 minutes. But after that, it's not fun. Rick, are you concerned about our energy power distribution grid in situations like we're having right now with this extreme cold in this country?
Well, I remember when I lived in the Okanagans, I would get up at 4 in the morning because there would be frost on the inside bedroom walls. I've been there, done that with consciousness. Mm-hmm. And what happens next is your hands start to make you look like you're an old man. Chop wood, carry water. I have been there and done that, and I'm now realizing that it is the way we think that limits what we can be and do. And I am always interested in pushing the envelope. And so, yeah, of course, the whole concept is wrong in terms of grid. We should be decentralized in our organization, just like towns are different than cities. And it's a concept of becoming interdependent. And then that's where the technology goes off to right field every time for the fly ball with the idea of planned obsolescence because of marketing. And the whole thing is contrived. It's all about the dollar. And this crypto stuff that's coming out now, my tech support has come up with some great metaphors on what the Bitcoin and what it does and what it is and how it can be regulated over what the banks currently do with Rockefeller and Rothschild. And yes, so there's a war going on for your mind. It's very subtle, and I spotted it right away, and I spotted it in the distinction of analog to digital. And it's going to require circular rather than linear thinking. And the two are why each of us have two brains and are basically a closed system. That means it has limitations. And what happens next is when Vincent Finelli interfaces with Richard Miller, 3, 4, and 5 other universes are created because of the interface of two limited systems. And you had that fuzzy logic is another form of mathematics that is why you have hysteresis and wiggle room. Is that the right word? Going from one system to another.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a term we used to use. It doesn't mean it's a better way. It's a way. Mm-hmm. Now, a way opens these doors, and that way opens those doors. And often, they're mutually exclusive of each other. And that's membrane physics, which is simple Bessel functions. And so I'm trying to work in a universe where the assumed truths and definitions, listen, originally, definition of assumed truth was the shortest distance between two points as a straight line. That's Euclidean. Now, what's happening now is that we're discovering that space is curved, time holes that warps and, you know, beam me up. And with that concept, now we're realizing that space and time are curved based on gravity. And the concept Now, as the shortest distance is not necessarily a straight line, because you can bend space. Well, now, if that's true, I can, with specific mathematics, prove that the Earth's flat. That doesn't mean it's flat. It simply shows the limitation of physics and religion. Why the two of them do not hold the answer, they are a closed system, and why we have two brains. And that's why Two-Face and Batman says, I'm of two minds of this. Now, you have a choice. Go flip that coin. Is it going to land heads or tails? And guess what? God does not play dice in my universe. So with that said, randomness is not truth. Chaos does not rule. It is, in fact, the principle of order and assemblage. And I have chosen to go this way over that. And guess what I discovered? I have made a breakthrough where I am now about to come out of the box with a new book. Yes, no, not the non-local mind. I've chosen to do that in June. That book will be out in June, by the way, everybody. The non-local mind will be available in June. February, I'm coming out with Pantheon, Archetypal Gods in Daily Living. There's a reason I'm doing this. I have metaphor working in my... That's what Pantheon is. It's metaphor. The idea in one of my Power Tools books of using God's... This, by the way, that book, it's got 22 chapters. It's based on the I Ching. That's my system of eight different worlds, like neurotransmitters. In fact, I believe I'm onto something in terms of being able to open a door where it allows me to take psyche into matter using the concept of structured water. I just completed my first comic on structured water. It's a manga comic for Japan. And using Jerry Pollack's works. And I've hit upon something that's so exciting that I think it's going to change and revolutionize the entire world. And I don't, it's not me. I'm a aggregate of all the professors that tried to teach me what I don't. And all the ministers that tried to teach me what they know. And what I've done is found a center between the two. It's called the moment. We, in time, you don't go forward and backwards in time. You are at this moment. When you go backwards in time, that's where you take your brain and restructure it for memory. And at that exact hologram, that moment, you stored that memory. That's time travel. And there it is in your mind's eye. And basically, because time is a concept, not a reality.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics.
I won't talk anymore on the phone. Sorry about that.
Anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about gcntelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, I've been watching a series on the internet. It's called The Americans. The Americans. 2013 television series, and it's a, I'm calling it a documentary. You know, like The House of Cards is a documentary, like Scandals is a documentary. I believe this is, there's a lot of truth in what we're seeing in this TV series called The Americans. And it's about a, it's a spy. It's a story about spies, husband and wife, their children, the murders. They the mayhem, the lies, the double crossing, triple crossing, quadruple crossing, the use of people, finding their weaknesses, exploiting their weaknesses. And it's a, set in the 1980s. During the Reagan years, and it's the KGB versus the FBI, and it's how ruthless these people are, how devoid of morals they are. And Rick, the reason I'm mentioning it, there's several reasons why I'm mentioning this. Have you seen the series?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you may want to consider watching this. There's unnecessary sex in it, however. What they do is they exploit the weaknesses of people whom they want to get information from. It's really industrial espionage. We signed a treaty that we're not going to create biological weapons. But the Russians say, yeah, we signed a treaty, but we don't believe the Americans are abiding by it. And they're developing these bioweapons in Fort Detrick, Maryland. So we need to find out what they're doing so we can make our own. You know, that kind of thing. And it's keeping up with the Joneses, except at the country level. And so many of the things that they bring up in this series ring true to me. And one of the things that they were talking about, the episode I saw last night, was thinking with your gut, something that you've been talking about for years, thinking with your gut. So it looks like that has gone to television about thinking with your gut and the accuracy of thinking with your gut. So you may want to watch this, but you're going to have to watch hours and hours to get to the point where to get to thinking with your gut. So I just wanted to share that. I think it's an excellent, excellent series on how the world really works behind the scenes. And, you know, you find in the news that people are killed or people disappear. And when you watch this, I think you're going to see some of the reasons why people know things that they... that others wish they didn't know, so, well, to prevent that information from getting out, they die. And there are terrible events in this. I mean, it's gut-wrenching. But I think it's necessary for us to consider seeing this, to see how the world probably really works. So, the Americans. Rick... On your Facebook page, you talk about making cannabis oil. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. Which oil?
Well,
THC or PBS, it's an initial concept. They're quite cannabinoids and cannabinols.
Uh-huh.
Which one?
The one for health would be the one I'd like to focus on if we can.
Cannabinoids are better than morphine and opiates by orders, plural, of magnitude. That's one of the reasons Boeing chose it as one of the six most important plants in the world when they did their studies of Lunar Base Alpha 1. I was there. I watched Pilgrim. Art Pilgrim does all the hydroponic systems now for Dubai. I don't know if you've followed their technologies, but they're like using LEDs now because a light bulb is primarily wasting energy in heat, and they burn out at some point. And while you have light, you also have heat. That's why it gets hot, and that's called energy losses because it's not doing what it's supposed to do. Whereas an LED is bandwidth specific. That's your digital again, over analog. And a plant, broccoli, wants these bandwidths over celery that wants those bandwidths. And so by using an LED, which is a cold, doesn't lose a lot of energy, very bandwidth specific, a plant in your new hydroponic systems, called aquaponics, vertical systems, will, in fact,
Hold that thought.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we've got Doc Ram with us, DOCRAM.com, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Kyle in Montana is joining us. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Good to hear your voice and yours too, Dr. Miller. I was going to mention a couple of things. Now, I didn't catch the very first part of your program today. I did not know if you know, but you do have a live line now. Did you know that, Vince?
Oh, that's great. Do you have the number?
Yes, I do. I've memorized it. 605-562-6564.
Okay. 605-562-6564.
Yep, that's carrying you live now. During it was one of the latest numbers that we ever could get you on, and they've got you back. And I was going to weigh in on the lighting. Because you were mentioning that earlier, I had my wife's kitchen more than me, but anyway, we had a 4-foot fluorescent fixture in here that was the old design, with 4 40-watt tubes in it. And so I decided that, of course, you know, that's pulling in about an amp and a half of power. And so I went down to the store and we were looking around and we found a plain fluorescent fixture that just had two tubes, one on each side. And so I went and started talking to some of the guys that really knew a lot more about these LED tubes than I did. And anyway, he was telling me, he said, the old ballasts will not fire the LED tubes. You have to have the electronic ballasts. And so they were about $14. And then they had a set of 6 of these LED 4-foot tubes that would go right into a normal fluorescent fixture, twin pen fixture. 4 of them for, I think it was $14 or something along those lines. But what was interesting about this was the K value of these lights. I found out that 6,500K is pure direct sunlight visibility level. All right, and if you drop to 5,000K, it's still bright white, but not quite as bright as the 6,500. But I couldn't get 6,500 tubes for this LED fixture. But I put 5,000K 14-watt tubes. So each one is 14 watts. So the whole thing went from 160 watts to 28 watts with this and gets way more light in our kitchen with those two LED tubes that are 5,000K. Than we did with 4 of the 40-watt regular.
I'd like to add to that also. There's another point. Kiva does a similar project using the old ways, but without the long ultraviolet, which is why those kinds of original lamps are very hard on the eye. They will damage your eye like a tungsten filament will. At some point, because of the sharper edges of long ultraviolet that are coming through.
Okay, are you referring, Dr. Miller, to the 5,000K?
That's why all those buildings at Boeing, everybody's gone blind from working there now. I'm just kidding. But that is the truth of it. Old fluorescents are toxic. And Kiva came out with a screening method to screen out the long ultraviolet so that it was a softer, what we call softer light. The LED is now a whole different technology that is bandwidth specific for plants and or humans in terms of what you need to see because of the way your receptors, your eyes work. They're not receptors, actually. They're filters. And that's what you need to always remember, that your senses are filtering information into digital over what is actually happening as analog.
Rick, I've got a question. I'm a little confused. So the
you only get half of what I said.
Yeah, well, I didn't even get half of it yet. I'm working on half. So, Rick, Kyle was talking about 6,500 degree Kelvin as pure sunlight. He said he went down to 5,000 degree, which is what he was able to obtain in LED. Are you saying that we need to be concerned about long ultraviolet at the 5,000 degree Kelvin LED lighting system?
Well, yeah. I mean, long ultraviolet for human is toxic, whereas a plant, hemp, marijuana, medical, it loves those longer bandwidths.
Okay, let's get down to a lower.
Was, again, capillary action in structured water, which was chapter one in my comic book.
All right, let's talk about this, and I'm sure Kyle's got similar questions. So I've been experimenting with 5,000 degree Kelvin lighting, and you know, in the shop, in the auto shop, it works great because we're able to see better. But in the kitchen and in the living quarters, I like 3,000 degree, and in the middle there's 4,100 degree Kelvin. So are you saying that we have less to be concerned about at wavelengths less than 5,000 degrees?
Yes, or and worse, each room will be different because it sets the mood. That's what lighting does.
All right, so Rick,
is an interesting concept. And that comes from the other concept called metaphor, where you're making a leap from one system to another that are unrelated, but not really.
All right, let's go back.
That part is your imagination.
Let's go back to lighting.
Of everything lies.
Now, you've been in our kitchen. Kyle has not. Kyle and class, we have oak cabinets, white oak, and they're stained clear. And so I have these can lights over the counter that shine down from the ceiling, 10-foot ceiling, onto the cabinets and the counter. And what I've noticed is I've experimented with the 4,000 degree Kelvin, 5,000 degree, and 3,000 degree. The 3,000 degree is nice and warm. It's that color of the incandescent 60-watt light bulb that I grew up with, that you grew up with, that I like. Well, the 5,000 degree Kelvin can light retrofit right next to the 3,000. The 5,000 makes the cabinets look like they need to be refinished. They're all washed out.
Because that's why we all now need reading glasses and why we go from 1 to 1 rather than 1.5. Because it isn't about losing your eyesight and getting old. It's about the way the eye works best with light.
All right, so, Rick, for safety purposes, are we damaging our eyes if we look up at a 5,000-degree Kelvin light?
Of course you are.
Okay, how about fluorescent versus LED?
No,
the same thing?
Fluorescent.
You would not?
I wouldn't dream of it, and back even in the 70s, my warehouse used Kiva, which is a brand that puts a filter in taking some absorption filter that does not allow that to come out of the lamp.
Okay, so for those of us who have LED lights or want them, are we better off with 2,500 degree Kelvin, 3,000?
Well, it depends on which room again. Remember, I told you it's about mood.
Yeah.
And then
in the
you
kitchen.
Need to
in the
do
kitchen.
Things like you're reading or you're working on a device in your vice. That might need a different kind of lighting because you can't see it without reading glasses, getting down into the page and reading it more accurately. So it's a question of function. And we're finding that everything is different now because we're redefining our assumed truths of what light means.
Wow. And boy, this is ringing true because our son has an area where he works on fine detail. And so I put in these 3,000 degree Kelvin can lights over his work area, four of them. And he said, I don't like them. I thought, really? Are you kidding? These are great. This is what I'm using in the studio. He says, no, I didn't like them. And so I replaced them with 5,000 degree. He loves them.
That's the detail aspect. Whereas if you're in a more relaxed, not reading mode, but working with people, it's softer. And in the bedroom, where you're watching TV, you usually have the light down low, etc., etc., etc. And now you're starting to understand what the concept of habitat might imply with plants, animals, and humans.
I've got one more question, and I'm sure Kyle's got some too. Dimmers. Now, with these LED lights, you can use dimmers, but what the dimmers do is they cycle the LEDs on and off at a very, very fast rate, thousands of times per second. Is that a concern for you as well? Because you're talking about mood lighting, you can dim an LED light with a dimmer, which is a computer control. It doesn't look like it. It's just a little slider switch that appears to be like a regular dimmer, but it cycles those LEDs on and off thousands of times, and it does, I guess it, you'd call it time division power.
Which is quite an interesting concept. Time division.
Yeah, that's what it's got to, be time division, right? Division of off versus on. So
from going from the profane into the sacred?
Yeah.
How about the concept of going from here to there, huh? You can't get here from there, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you mean the first step? You want to take several steps?
Getting off the couch and starting the work that you're supposed to be doing.
So are you concerned, Rick, are you concerned about the dimmers making LED lighting?
I'm not concerned at all. I just laugh at everything anymore because it's all beyond me anyway.
Kyle, I'm sure you've got some questions. Would you like to ask them after we return from the break?
Sure.
Okay, great. Kyle in Montana, USA Prepares Instructor. It's always great to hear from you, Kyle. And it's really interesting how Kyle's life and mine parallel. We independently, without talking about it, we're experimenting with the same kinds of things. Very interesting. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. If you'd like to peruse his offerings and buy his books, that's the website. RichardAllenMiller.com. Kyle, your thoughts? You had some questions?
Well, I just had a couple of thoughts on this.
Kyle,
when
there?
I was doing. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hear you now. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would just had a couple of thoughts. When I was doing some reading on this, you know, they tell you that the more sunlight you can get, the better your mood will be. They say one of the problems with, you know, not getting enough sunlight and D3 level in particular in the wintertime is one of the things that leads to depression and a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, okay. So my question is this, is if 6,500 Kelvin is the closest thing to bright sunlight, then, and 5,000 is very detail-oriented, when I was experimenting with it, sort of like Vincent, we went down to 4160, but I like his son, I didn't like those either, because it seems like you couldn't see, and plus it makes the mood, to me, feel more, depressing, sort of, and I was curious because the 5,000 just makes everything feel perky, and, I mean, it feels good to me, it just doesn't, it doesn't hurt, you know, it doesn't feel brash or harsh or anything, and I was just curious, you know, if why that would be, if it was detrimental.
That's that, Kyle, that's because you're an alien and you need a different bandwidth. just kidding. You know, they used to put lights around your monitor, your screen monitor, because that's what you stare at, not the sun. And The sun today is different than when I remember the sun being yellow when I was a kid. What's going on? Pole shift. And all these space launches. Basically, I think the owners of Earth are coming back to pick up our rent. What do you think? I don't know. I can guess. And the guessing is actually where the truth is, because that's where you make the leap of changing things from analog to digital. And if anybody gets that, then you're going to get the bigger picture of what's really going on here with imagination and why our Earth is now in trouble. And I have a thought on how to change that, and it's not going to be kumbaya. So, you know, it's interesting how Vincent and I have a plan, and it never happens. He knows what I'm saying. It's all cool. It's all cool, because the spontaneity part is where the real truth lies.
Years ago, class, and Kyle, years ago, I mentioned that what I do is, just before the broadcast, I'll call Rick, and we'll chat for a few minutes about what we're going to talk about. And we decide, you know, these are the 5, 6, 7 items we're going to talk about. And that's the last time we talk about them.
It's wonderful working with Vincent, because we how did she say it in that one movie? We make quite a pair, Raggedy Man.
Well, I had a boss. He used to say, I went to an event, and it was, you know, dress up for the event. And he said, "Wow, you really clean up good."
Oh man, and the headhunters, all of it—it all goes down into the point, and that's the pointless forest.
Well, you know, Rick, I think. And Kyle, I think some of our problems, probably most of our problems, are because of the sum of all of our individual greed. And I'm talking about corporate greed. And one of the things I'm talking about is inventing solutions for problems that don't exist. For example, Apple is looking to patent wireless charging of their phones. It's not a problem. It works fine. Charging your cell phone works fine with wires. But they want to charge them wirelessly. So you're going to lose 99.5% of the energy that you spend charging a device wirelessly. You're going to lose 99.5%. Doing that, wasting that energy, polluting the air, and endangering our species and everything around us for a problem that doesn't exist. That's the kind of thing man is doing. Absolutely stupid. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.